got up to the World War Gate. So it's Mogain, we'll see for the Bro, is the association with the Brocha of Hashiva Shavteinu. But before we get to that, and what its role in this Brocha is, we need to focus on one major Hashkofa matter. Because according to the Gra, that Hashkofa matter really comes into play significantly in this bracha. In Chumash Bereishis, we know that the Torah relates Ma'aseh Bereishis two times. At the very beginning of Bereishis, Bereishis Bara, Elokim Eisa Shamayim Eisa Aretz, and there we have an entire parasha of Vayavdil Elokim, Vayasa Elokim, Elokim. Elokim, Elokim. Subsequently, the Torah comes back again to Ma'aseh Bereishis, and it tells us, Biyom Bro Hashem Elokim, Eretz V'Shamayim. Eretz V'Shamayim. And there we have that the Shem Hashem associated with Briyas HaOlam is Hashem Elokim. So Chazal long ago explained that, first we'll put it in simple terms and then we'll explore its depth, that B'tchila, the Rabbeinu Shalom wished to create the world. Initially the Rabbeinu Shalom wished to create the world with Midas Adin. But Rabbeinu Shalom understood that with Midas Adin there won't be any world. And therefore, as he joined Midas Harachamim of Yudkei Vovkei together with the Midas Adin, so that the world should exist. That's the Chazal. The Chazal is inherently a difficult Chazal to understand. We have plans, revised the revisions, endlessly. It's the human condition. Society changes. For the 5,700 years that human society exists, we're constantly in flux. Why? Whatever we decided 100 years ago was the great new improvement, itself we decide has to be totally revamped, doesn't cut it. And that's the human struggle. We struggle to advance, to achieve that which we have failed to achieve before. We make a building plan, we go home, we discuss it with our wife, we tell the architect we want these changes, he makes changes, we go back, we discuss it again, we make new changes, he starts to build, he's halfway through building, you don't know, tear this wall out, move it here, move this here. It's the human condition. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not afflicted with human frailties. Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't have a process that he decides something, he changes his mind, he revises again. The Rabbeinu Shalom is a kol yochol, he's capable of everything, he's omniscient, he knows everything, and he decides appropriately. So what do we mean that Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to make a world with Midas Adin, and then he saw that the world won't last, that he made a world with Midas Harachamim? That's the world that we make, we'll make in such fashion, but not the world that Rabbeinu Shalom made. And there are in fact many such chazal with this type of approach. And on this chazal that we have a commentary of the Shlom. And the Vilna Gaon elsewhere on a similar chazal with the same scenario approaches it the same way. The Shlo writes that the Gemara says in Menachos, it's a very chiddush dikupshat in that Gemara due to other texts that's on the same page. But the Shlo, there we have the story of Rabbi Akiva. The Malachim come before the Rabbeinu Shalom and they see the gruesome death of Rabbi Akiva and they ask him, "Is it Torah? Is it Schara?" And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam answers, Kach also b'machshava l'fanav. In its simpler sense, we take that to be that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is inscrutable. We cannot anistorais Hashem Elokeinu, and we cannot understand the drachma of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Gemara debates on machlokes in the Tanoim, in Masechet Brachos, if Tzadik Varalo was comprehended by Moshe Rabbeinu or not. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. According to one man, the Yomar, the Rabbeinu Shalom granted him that gift, and according to one man, the Yomar, the Rabbeinu Shalom pushed him away. The Rabbeinu Shalom answered him, "V'chanoisi as asher achin, v'richamti as asher arachin." From your standpoint, it appears to be willful. That the Rabbeinu Shalom has ones that he likes, and he is mischasin, and he gives them matnas chinam, and others that he does not so choose, and seemingly without any rhyme or reason to it. That's the way the world looks to you. So that itself is a machlekes tanoim. If Moshe Rabbeinu begadluso was even zeicha to understand how the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world. So simply we would take the Gemara to mean that the ways of the Rabbeinu Shalom are beyond us, they're beyond the Maloch, and that's it. Kach also b'machshava l'fanai, this is the Rabbeinu Shalom's machshava, inaccessible to humans and inaccessible even to the Maloch. So the Shlosh says that this is not the Pshat, that Gemara. This Gemara means something very profound. Kach also b'machshava l'fanai, that this was the initial machshava of Briyas HaOlam, Bereishis Bara Elokim Eis HaShemayim Ve'Eis HaOretz. Because that machshava did not go away. That machshava is a reality. That machshava is the truth. Din is emes. The world stands solely on Midas HaDin. Melech v'mishpat yamed aretz. It's a world of mishpat. Elo, most of us cannot live in such a world. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created a dual reality. There's a reality for the tzaddikim, and there's a reality for the rest of us. And we live side by side in the same world, but in a different reality. For all of us, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made a world that has Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim combined. However, the world does not stand on that. The schus upon which the world stands is Midas HaDin. And that's the particular role of the tzaddikim in this world, that they are, their avodah is so great that they can live in a world of din. And in their schus, the world is miskayim, the world endures. And that's what the Rabbeinu Shalom says, Kach also b'machshava l'fanai. This was the initial thought, the initial machshava, the initial plan, the primary plan, let us say, of Briyas HaOlam. And that remains. But the Rabbeinu Shalom always knew that beyond the primary plan, there will be a secondary plan too. But the primary plan is the reality of this world, that the world stands on either side. And thus, there's a tension in all of history between Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim. Where Midas HaRachamim may assert itself, where it may not assert itself. Because the world ultimately stands on the Yisayid of Din. In the Tefillah each morning, in one Pasuk, we allude to this, in Asher. Tzadik is in Din. Chosid is Lefni Meshuras HaDin. Mesilas Yisharim we have all the way until the end of the keys. That's Tzidkus. That's what we have to do. Then begins Chosidus, the Lefni Meshuras HaDin. And davening we say each day in a pasuk that we need to note. Sadi, right? Poseach Es Yadecha Masbeel Lechol Chai Rotzon. That the Gemara gave the biggest play to that pasuk. But the next pasuk tells us, Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachov. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is righteous, means this din, b'chol drachov. And all darkei Hashem, nothing's arbitrary. Everything has an exact din. An exact cheshbon for everything. Yet, beyond the darkei Hashem, is b'chosid b'chol ma'asov. There's lefni v'shoras ha-din in the actions. The din is a fixed din. A equals B, and B equals C, and C equals D, etc. Everything has an exact place in the world. Yet beyond that, the Rebbeinu Shalom has to lift Nima Shura Sadeh. Chassid b'chol ma'asav. And we often live because the b'chassid b'chol ma'asav. In Din, who could stand in Din before the Rebbeinu Shalom? As we often express in the Tfilas, that who could stand before the Tfilas of Yom and Aram, that who could stand before the Rebbeinu Shalom in Mishpat. But the Rebbeinu Shalom is mischaset, it was b'chol ma'asav. It goes l'fnei m'shur ha'sadeh. And therefore we exist. Tshuva is at this nexus. And that's why it's so critical in the Yom and Aram that we go from the Midas Adin to the Midas Arachman. In the world of Midas Adin, there would be no place for tshuva, the Ramchal writes. Only in the world of Midas Arachman. So we have to foster the ascension of Midas Arachman as the Hanhogas, the Rebbeinu Shalom is dealing with the world. When he deals with Midas Arachman, on that scale, there's tshuva. The b'chosid b'chol ma'asav. So this is a constant tension in the world around us. We see midas adin, we see midas rachamim. Why the Rebbeinu Shalom chooses din where he does and rachamim where he does, we have no idea. Unless we're revealed. You see din, it's a tremendous din in the world. Haiti, tremendous meaning something. It's not for us to speculate why the Rebbeinu Shalom brought the Midas Adin to this place in the world. That's a matter only the Nevi'im could know. So he did. You see tremendous rachamim in the world too. Big rachmei Hashem. The world advances. There's greater health in the world, there's less poverty. Not that there is always health and always no poverty, that doesn't exist and perhaps may never exist in this world. But in the scale of things, the world is a wealthier and healthier place than it's been at any point in its history, in today's world. Large stretches of the world have risen from poverty. What was once true only in the Western world is equally true across large parts of Asia today. Chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom. You see chesed, you see racham. But the world is an interplay between those forces. We can have the racham, and we can have the tsunami. There's a constant ebb and flow of both. And this is a major theme of the Tfilas too. It's to attain the Midas Arachman. In the Nusach Sfar, the recitation of the Yud Gimel Midas before the Tachma, is to be Ma'ar Midas Arachamim before the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now we'll look at this bracha, Hashiva Shofteinu Kvar Rishayna V'Yoatzeinu Kvatchila. Then it goes on to V'Hoser Mimenu Yogayin V'Anocha. That's the second part of the bracha. Amaloch Aleinu Ato Hashem Levadcha B'Chesed V'Rachamim V'Sakenu B'Mishpat is the third part of the bracha. There are three parts to this bracha. The Vignayin, the ultimate master of Lashon Kodesh. I don't believe there's anyone else that we find with the Gain's mastery of Lashon Kodesh. besides everything else that he knew, but Lashon Kodesh, where he was an absolute master. So the Gaon wants to know first in this bracha, we're talking about Shofteinu and Yoatzeinu. Who were the Shofteinu and who were the Yoatzeinu? And why with Shofteinu do we use Kavod Rishayna? And why with Yoatzeinu can we use Kivat Chino? They seem to be synonyms. Restore the judges of old and the advisors of old. So why do we say one Kavod Rishayna, one Kivat Chino? So the Gaon writes the following. That this is rooted in a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vashiva shoftayach kavarishayna v'yotzayach kvatchila." Comes from the Novi. Eitzel shoftim omer rishayna. There it uses the term rishayna. V'eitzel yoyatzim tchila. But v'yoyatzim it uses tchila. V'omru chazal v'psikter abosi. Vashiva shoftayach kavarishayna elu dover ishloima. The malchus of dover amelach. V'yotzayach kvatchila. Very surprising. Eilu Moshe mi'Aaron. This is Moshe and Aaron. Lomdu mishinei haloshen. Chazal derived from the shinei haloshen. Shoftim v'yoatzim. Rishayna v'tchila. There's two groups, and one is Rishayna, one's Tchila. Shoftim is Hashem yesh lahem shevet melucha v'yodim. Ones that have authority, power, monarchs. The Yoyatzim, interesting how we learn Yoyatzim to go. And Hamachaikikim, Chukim, and Mishpotim Tzadikim, the ones that create righteous laws, is a Yoyatzim. Kamosha Amar, La Yosu Shevet Me Yehuda, Shevet is the power of the king, Umachokek Bibain Raglov, and the ability to make laws. Kamosha Dorshu Razalozen, the Hevdel Shaben Rishon Latchila. Now, what does Rishon and what does Tchila mean? Rishon, who Rosh Hazman, is something which took place at the beginning, but it is part of the time that we're describing. And he says, Rishona is associated with the word Rosh, like Rosh of the Guf. It's at the upper extreme of the Guf, but it's part of the Guf itself. Utchilo chutz mimenu. Tchila means something that's outside the time that we're describing. Zman koydem zula zman hamadabbo, a time which is outside, which was not contiguous with the time that we are describing. L'chein pirshu v'ashiva shoftayach v'rishayna ilu dover shleima v'aleim ne'amar shoftayach shahoy elohem shevet melucha. They had the authority v'him hoyu rishayna v'malchus yisrael. They began malchus yisrael. They are at the beginning of the concept of Malchus, of Dovra Shlomo. In other words, this is the beginning of the chain of Dovra Melech, where the Malchus is supposed to be. And they get a first of that chain of Malchus. So therefore, they are Kobi Rishayna. They started the Malchus Yud and Klal Yisrael. V'yoatzayach kevat chilo ilu Moshe v'yaron, shu yimachokakim v'yoyetzim v'yisrael. They were the ones that brought the law from the Rabbi Shalom. They were the lawgivers. They were there before the period of the monarchs. So in relationship to the time of the monarchs, they're tchila. They preceded it. They're not part of that era. So Ashiva Shoftenu Kvarishona means when the Malchus began, it began with Dovid Shlomo. They're the start of the era of Malchus. V'yoatzeinu, the lawgivers, the mechokakim of b'tchila, they preceded the Malchus. They were not part of the era of Malchus. They were a time that preceded that. So that the lawgivers, in effect, in other words, we should have the Malchus, which was representative of Malchus Yisrael, and articulate the halacha as it was articulated by Moshe and Aaron. Yeah. That's something that will have to come to yet. There are varied, we have the same issue many times over. Okay. In Shmon Esrei. But the Kabashov God of Jerusalem, we'll have to come to it to sort out the different models. You're absolutely correct. He said there are three problems that we tend to face. One is that we have bad leaders. That's the first problem. Woe unto the leaders that are inappropriate. Because of the vicissitudes of Jewish history. Right? Mima Akrib, it says, Sor Shabi, who prevents us from serving the Rabbi Nishalayla? Sor Shabi Isa, and Shivud Malchus. Shivud Malchus. That's Tzuk Shabi Yitim. The vicissitudes of the Golas. Shlishas, and they Sor Shabi Isa. Means because of our own chatoim, in effect, our own deficiencies, Ein Lonod Vekas Bashem Yisborach. The nimshal is Sa'or Shabi Isa, Shamach Mitzitze Isa, B'roi Vazman. That over time, if we don't do something about it, it causes us problems. Lochay. Allah Rishayin, that we should have proper leadership, Anachna Mispalalim Hashiva Shavtenu. Sheitin Lono Roi Maimei Menuvas Yin Aleinu. We should have leadership as we had from Dovra Shlomo, our earliest Manhigim. And we should have an appropriate leadership for Klal Yisrael. That's number one. Now, maybe not necessarily yet Malchus Beis David, but appropriate leaders that will lead us in proper fashion. Balasheni anachnu mispalalim, and the vicissitudes of the Golus is v'hoser mimeno yogain v'anocha. That the Golus is very interesting. The Golus is so awesome. What's as great as the Goyin was in learning, and it's not even, it's impossible to fathom the depth of the Goyin in learning, but we see totally that the Goyin was in a totally different sphere from us when the Goyin goes outside the realm of the Halacha. In the realm of the Halacha, at least, we have some possibility of comprehending the Goyin at some level. When the Goyin begins to talk about the Agodas Hashas, in the Siddur, and Agodas, and Kabbalah, we're just totally dumbfounded. Like, where he saw this tremendous amount of depth, you see, in the Goyin, that the entire Torah, Nigla, Nistar, Halacha, Agoda, everything, every nuance was exactly clear on his fingertips. And when he approaches a Maimor of Agoda, it's in the total context of Chazal and Kol HaTorah Kula, and every nuance and every dot in that Chazal speaks pages to him. So here the Goyin tells us, we say Rosh Mimenu Yogain Banocha. So we asked a very simple question. This parallels what we do by Marav, but why is it different? In Marav, in the Broch of Hashkivenu, we also talk about the difficulties that we have. And here we have a Hoser Me'aleinu Oyev Dever Cherev Rav Yogan was a Sot Mufinim Macharenu. And here we mentioned a Hoser Me'aleinu Oyev Dever Cherev Rav Yogan. Here we talked about Yogan and a whole bunch of other things. We don't mention Anocha here. And here in Shmon Esrei we talk about Yogan Ba'anocha. So the Gun Coast tells us, when Layoma Rosimen or Oyev Derecher Vernov Yogan to Mobitfila Sashkivena, he a Hevdu Ben Yogan Lanocha. What's the difference between Yogan and Anocha? So, what's the difference? It is anguish, but what's the difference? He Anocha Yigam Leva Odom al Heder Tavosach Shalom Koyetze. Anocha is bemoaning the difficulties that we have. Yogoin, something else. And Yogoin, in a way, is even worse. Yogoin, itzvoin b'li shum tzara. That a person feels anxiety, sadness. Rak mitzuka skidei halev machmas harayim. His thoughts, he's uncomfortable. He's not tranquil. For what reason? Can't even define a reason. Cannot put your finger on any known reason for it. It's just a feeling that we lack tranquility. Kavosha Dorshu Chazabim Mitzia. Kol HaMachalo Zuarayin Shekosha Mikula. This is anxiety, which this is worse It's not a disease in and of itself. It's not an affliction. It's not a problem. And yet it's the greatest problem. So it's this, we discuss it in general terms. Both of these difficulties, yoga, is the sadness that we feel, the despondency. From the physical suffering and from the suffering of all the difficulties of Golus that we have. So we hear someone was parallel in a general sense about the two most sweeping problems, yoga and anocha. Over Brichas Hashkivena was parallel and after prote anocha. There we go into what the anocha. Anocha is the difficulties that we suffer. What is that? What are those difficulties? Shem boim, the varied anochas. Shem boim ma'oye, from enemies, or mechera, from war, or yimeirov, or from hunger. All different manner of difficulties. So there we spell out, in at night, in the brocha, Chazal spelled out not only in a general sense, but all the specifics. Uproti yogani efshelafarash. But even though I wanted to spell out the difficulties, it just says also mena yogan. In the Marav, in the Tefillah of Marav, it says mena, right? Yogan. It doesn't spell out any difficulties. So the Gaon says, why doesn't it spell out any difficulties? Very simply. Efshelafarash. Because we can't put a finger on any particular cause. She'ein lahem siba. There's no particular cause that we could say why we're lacking in tranquility, why we have this anxiety. Rak itzmon halev b'lita, a despondency that a person feels within.
Don't we feel it because we have to go through galus and we have all these bad things that happen to us?
So that's one part. He says those are all the things that we can attribute to the problems that we actually have, but there are feelings of anguish and despondency which are not traceable to any of those things, beyond all of those things. There's no particular, as I often said, we don't know what Nachla means. Nachla.
Inherent.
We don't know what Nachla means. Right? The Pasuk says, you come along, Anucha v'la Nachla. Right? Chazal have interpretations. It means Yishalayim, it means the Migdash. But it's a very simple sense to the Pasuk too. Those two things are associated with each other, Menucha and Achla. There's a place in this world. I don't experience much in life of Kina. And Makani thinks, people, to the largest extent. But there's one thing that happened in the non-Jewish world a number of years ago, and I was Makana.
Lady died.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember the Rav mentioned.
Yeah, when she died.
I missed that Joshua. She was buried.
She was buried. Where was she buried?
In an island.
She was buried in her ancestral home. Huh? Which our family has lived on for 600 years.
Yes.
Understand, for 25 Doris and her family put their feet on the ground in this place, and this is their place in the world. That's Nachla. That's Nachla. The dissonance that we have in our life, in its absence, we don't even understand. We don't know what Nachla even means. We don't begin to know what it means. A person that lives in the same place. I knew a man once in my youth. I was just after Bar Mitzvah, and I was walking down the street with him on Berriman Street in East New York, between Blake and Sutter, I don't know where, around the corner from the candy store. And I passed the house with him. He was a man who must have been about 70 years old or so. And he said, "You see that house? I just sold that house." He says, "I lived in that house for 60 years. It's 600 years. We don't know what it means. And we lack, that's ala menucha v'ala nachla. A person has a place in this world. There's menucha.
We do, we have.
back there.
Okay, but in its absence.
But isn't that what's bothering us?
But there's no particular, not a particular problem that we feel. It's none of the particular problems that come by in life. Even when life is calm and tranquil, there's something that's missing, you know. I have a book upstairs, someone wrote to me. The Lost Synagogues of Brooklyn. And so I was up in the office, I flipped through the pages. And some of them I know, some of them I davened in even. Come to the Elton Street Show in East New York.
Probably a church.
No, Alain, that's what it is. On the top, it was built in, they started building it apparently in 1910 and they finished in 1925, 100 years ago. It says, Of Aleph Pei, Aleph Nun Yud, East New York, of East New York. I remember going to that shul with my father, Olav Shalom, for the Simchas Beis HaShalei, but it rained that night, or whatever we went inside, I don't remember what the reason was. I remember two of the Choshevs, the Rabbonim in East New York, spoke there. It was in the later years of East New York, Rav Chinitz, it was Rav Shibat in the Tarav Adas, and Rav Schmidman. Did Rav Schmidman be his grandfather? And here I'm looking at this picture, and the state of Saklay State. It disturbed by Menucha. So the Gain says, we can't, there's no particular Siva we can point to. I'm suggesting that perhaps there's a larger issue of Menucha and Nachla that we don't have. Whatever it is, just whatever it is, without any particular cause, the goal is discomfiture. Well, the chaino hisker anocha klal came, which a hisker protea. By anocha, didn't have to spell out anocha. It's listed all the varied reasons for anocha. But tzorch lahasker is a klal shenichla b'prat. It's included in the details. While ashlishes, and the third problem that we have is al chisorn advekus boyis baruch anachem. This problem that we're distant from the Rebbeinu Shalom. We should serve the Rebbeinu Shalom with the whole heart. The source of Yitzhak, the Yitzhara, should get out of the way. We should embrace the Rebbeinu Shalom. Now, for Omar, and now we get to the point where I started. How should we have Omaloch Aleinu Ato Hashem Levadcha? B'chesed v'rachamim. B'chesed v'rachamim. We say in davening, Schusu Misho Lifnei Chiso, Chesed Rachem Lifnei Chvoida. So again, we have Schusu Misho and Chesed and Rachem. Ki Bezdin Shomayla Shoiftin Esailam Raklefi Schus Vahamisha Shabiyodim. The Bezdin Shomayla is according to Tzedek. Bezdin is Mishpat. The Bezdin Shomayla is Mishpat. What's the Schus that we have? That's the din that we get. But when we're dealing, so we're saying that Schus Mishal Lifnei Kisa was the Kisa Mishpat, where the Bezdin Shomayla is. Chesed Barachim Lifnei Chavodo, or Lifnei Chavodo, who Chesed Barachim, and Kam Lashaino Kedai Veino Hovod. But the Rebbeinu Shalom himself provides Chesed even for those that are unworthy. So we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom that it should be Chesed Barachim. We're in Golas, we're unworthy. Yet we end with Satkena b'mishpat, ki perish shagam shenetzi zakim ulfanecha b'chesed v'racham, even though we escape because of the chesed v'racham of the Rebbeinu Shalom, v'komokom mishpatena yotzi katzaroyim o'idei bezen shomay legamke, that the Rebbeinu Shalom somehow we should be zeicha and didn't ultimately. Kamo shalanachna oimrim b'kaddish, the Rebbeinu is amazing, like he sees every line, every nuance of the tefillah. In the davening we say Tis kabel tzlosan avuson kodem avundi b'shmaya. Versus kodem avundi b'shmaya. That's b'ches. That's the b'ches of the barachim. Acha kach anachnu v'vak shmei shlom rabba min shmaya v'chayim aleinu. What are we referring to there? That's me best in shmaya. The Rebbeinu Shalom alpi midas adin we should also be zeicha. And in birchas hamazon we have the same thing. He says we have all the harachamans. We ask the Rebbeinu Shalom alpi midas harachim. Chesed v'rachamim, and then v'achakach anachnu mevakshim b'amarom milamadu alenu zchus Shatahila Mashmara Shom. They should be Beschus as well. And we end Melech Oyev Tztokum Mishpot. Gam Shetztoka Tialono, Shirachem Alein Bechazdoi, Oysalono Bemishpot, Bemoram Milam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam does Chesed Barachem. But ultimately, it should be Chesed Oysalono Bemishpot, Bemoram Milam Du Alein Oschus. That ultimately, that in the Midas Adin, we should also somehow merit. V'nichlau Berish. In the first bracha, but Melech Umogein, this is the word Umogein. Shiyogein Aleinu B'morom. The Rebbeinu Shem should protect us in heaven. Shiyilumudu Aleinu S'chush Shatein Mashmeres Bracha. That we start before the Rebbeinu Shem Leilam is B'chesed V'rachamim. But ultimately, we need the Rebbeinu Shem Leilam's protection. Only with his protection, with the special chesed of the Rebbeinu Shem Leilam, can we hope somehow that Mishpat will also arrive. So this is a Morgain that we have. That we need special, I said, the tension is constantly between Midas Adin and Midas Rachel. Breish is Bor Elokim, and Biyom Bro Hashem Elokim. Which is in the ascendancy. So, the wisdom now is that we go to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself, and ask the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for Midas Rachel. But subsequent to that, we hope that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will give us the schus that the din will also somehow be zoicha. Because ultimately, the world is a world of din. So this is a morgain. We need a special protection from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam.
You mentioned earlier, like Marv, and somebody, Rabbi Arvon, similar to the long talk we say Monday and Thursday, most of those things are not our American experience, thank God. So, if it was certainly our ancestors' experience, what's supposed to be our Kavanah, as I was saying, these things that really are in us?
What our Kavanah should be in these three, this is very simple. Realize that we live in a world where we have very, very powerful enemies. I spoke to someone the other night. Isaac, very much in the Cure movement, a very major player. I met him at a seminar. So I told him that I have difficulty living in the society that we're in. Why? Because I find it too superficial. It does cannot embrace and with any depth the world as it is. It's in La La Land, it's in fantasy land. You know, there's a world, you know, of murderers, of terrorists that have no bounds, no principles. You know, wherever you are in the political spectrum, conservative, liberal, but life is before liberty. Right? There was life, liberty. Life is before liberty. Because if there's no life, there can be no liberty. Yeah. Life is, again, a struggle of how to find life and liberty. But the unwillingness of the world around us and our own society to deal that. They're all up in arms. The Israelis, do they profile or don't they profile?
Sure do.
Fortunately for all of us, they do. Now, so he said to me, he said, I don't know that we as Jews are living any more in reality than the world around us. Why, he said. Ahmadinejad, Yimach Shemai, says he wants to be Machar of all of Medina Yisrael. Do we spend 2 minutes a day thinking about? Do we? He said, let's suppose there's nothing that we could really do about it. It's not in our sphere. Right? We're not the ones, we can't make the military and the political decisions to do something about it. But the ishtadlis that we can do, to say a kapitel tilu, to learn for that schus, for the schus of Acheru B'nai Yisrael, what happened to that? He says, we're also asleep. So when we come to the Yavahosim and Menor Yoga in Vanocha, unfortunately, it's lurking. We have, and it's only the tremendous, the mid of Mogin, the tremendous chesed of the Rebbeinu, we take for granted. We are the eternal people. And because of that, we take our eternity for granted. But if we ever took a step back to ask ourselves that any non-frum Jew in the world wants to live in Eretz Yisrael, defies any rational explanation. How do you want to go live in a place? You know, we Jews have a mazel. You know, Chazal say, ain't mazel in Yisrael. You know, mazel we don't have. You'd figure after 2,000 years of difficulty with the Catholic Church, so it would be Zeicha, you know. The next ones we get in a fight with, we need a Baha'i, maybe they have 100,000, 200,000 adherents in the whole world, you know. We'd be 50 times, 100 times bigger than they are, you know. That should be us. So what happens? Of all the problems we have to have in the world, now we have to have problems with the one religion that's larger than the Catholic Church, the Muslims. Right, there are a billion people on the face of this earth that want to wipe Medina off the face of the earth. Right, they must follow five times a day. There's no price that they're not willing to pay for it. And geld, money, felt in the streets. They're not lacking money and resources. They have manpower, they have resources. And yet, inexplicably, they can't do it. There's no bigger nest going in the world than that. So we live day by day with Nisan. But we shouldn't take our Nisan for granted. Nisan are the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom. But they're not here automatically. So we have, when we come, v'hosim emenu yoga in v'anocha, we have a lot to be mispalo for. Now we sit here in the United States, it's true. And we were merited, and most of the upheavals of the 20th century did not directly affect us. Also a chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom. But if you look at the world, it's not a safe world. Are we safe in New York? I mean, we also defy rationality. Jews, we should go live in Kansas. You know, that's exactly, you know, that's exactly the point, you know. I'm in the Catskills, and right behind my property, they have a place with the pretentious name of the Sullivan County International Airport. Nowadays, there are no commercial flights at all that go in and out of this airport, and barely any private ones. I mean, I sit and learn, any plane that takes off goes right over my head, and they're not too many nowadays, altogether. But they're all, since 9/11, they're all crazy about the security there. It's like Osama bin Laden, there's nothing else to do except he's going to attack the Sullivan County International Airport. This is his, you know, his dream, you know. We live in New York, it's a dangerous place. You know, look, listen to Aleinu in Buenos Aires, what happened. We have a lot to be mispalo for. We should not take our safety for granted. So, Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom has been kind that to the largest extent our Sainim are not able to arrive, you know, within our borders. But that's a unique chesed of the
Rebbeinu Shalom.
That's a unique.
Right up the block,
right? Still so chesed Hashem. Yeah, that's true. So Rabbi said that's a mogim. So we finish now the Gain's analysis. The kitzer of the first brach.
Sure. Thank you.
The other word of honor. He was impatient.